Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. Let's look at Newland and its city government in our very exciting Adventures in Creation today. Isaiah 9:6, and the government will be on his shoulders. Newland is a very special town. It is the county seat of Avery County and is the highest county seat east of the Mississippi River. There are approximately 686 people in our town. That makes it a small town that is the county seat. Newland has a city government also in the same building that houses its police department, Department of Motor Vehicles and Driver's Licenses, and the town clerk's office. The town elects a mayor for 4 years. Mayor Valerie Janes is Newland's mayor and oversees 5 board members as they make policy decisions overseeing the town. They are elected every 2 years and set policy set out by North Carolina state laws. Newland is a town of businesses. Mayland Community College, Newland Elementary School. There are many churches here, farms, a volunteer fire department, the Newland Library, the beautiful waterfalls near Ingalls Grocery Store. Our post office makes sure that our letters get sent, put into our mailboxes or post office boxes, and the letters we mail get sent out. The beautiful Humane Society is behind Ingalls and has a great assortment of precious adoptable animals. At the north end of town is the Mountain Glen Golf Club. There are beautiful trails near the county extension office that are within the town of Newland. Newland has WECR radio station, 1130 AM, Glory, and a great staff ready to help you. Newland, North Carolina is a very special town, highest county seat east of the Mississippi, and wonderful people live here. Thank you, Jesus, for the special town of Newland and the community in it. Thank you for the wonderful people who live here and serve here. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.